Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Tafsir of Juz Amma. From Surah 78 through Surah 114, including the Fatiha, which we've completed in our past readings. This is the third recording, the third installment. And today we're going to focus on Surah An-Nas, which is the 114th surah, which has six ayats, and it's on page 27 of the book Tafsir of Juz Amma. Open with the Fatiha and then we'll record it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم والضالين آمين قل أعوذ برب الناس means say I seek refuge in the Lord of humans. The first ayat. The Lord of humans is the divine essence itself, along with its attributes. For the human, insan, is the existent being that gathers in itself all creation in all its levels. So the human's Lord, which brought it into being and over which he poured forth its perfections, is none other than the essence itself, from the point of view of the beginning. Its name gathers all the attributes and is properly known as Allah. For this reason, he said to Shaitan, referring to the human, "What kept you from prostrating to what I created with my two hands?" 38:75. His two hands, referring to the two aspects of his qualities, such as gentleness and severity, and beauty, al-jamal, and rigorous majesty, al-jalal, under which all the divine qualities fall. The human sought refuge in the divine essence itself after seeking refuge in his attributes. And this is why this surah of seeking protection came after the previous surah of seeking protection, Al-Falaqah. For the theme of that surah, Al-Falaqah, is seeking protection in the level of his attributes by his name of the guide, Ar-Hadi. So he thus guided him to his essence. Malik al-Nas, king of the people, second ayat. Then he further clarified the identity of the Lord of the people by additionally explaining that he is the sovereign king, al-Malik, of people. For the king is the one who owns their necks and is in charge of their affairs in consideration of the state of their annihilation in him, in accordance with his words. To whom does the dominion belong today? To Allah, the One, the Irresistible, Subduer. 40:16. So the King, in truth, is the One, the Almighty Compeller, who overpowered everything by his being. Ilahi Nas, God of the people. The third ayat. This is used to show the state of his subsistence after annihilation in the sovereign owner of existence. For the God, Ilah, is the worshipped in an absolute sense, which on this level is none other than the divine essence with its attributes from the point of view of the end. He sought refuge in his absolute being and thus became annihilated in it. So his sovereignty over existence became apparent. Then he returned him to existence so that the station of servanthood could be established, which showed that he was always worshipped and which completed the slaves seeking refuge. Min shari al-waswas, from the evil harm of the whisper, the fourth ayat. The phenomena of whispering necessarily implies an existent location about which he said, he who whispers in the breasts of people, which is the fifth ayat. Whereas in the state of annihilation, there is no existence, nor breasts of people, nor a whisperer, nor a whispering. If, because of the presence of the ego, one loses constancy in the state, then one should say, I seek refuge in you, from you. So when he became worshipped, because of the existence of the worshipper, Satan came to the scene because of the worshippers coming to the scene. Just as beforehand, he was existent by his existence. Waswas is the verbal noun for whispering. The whisperer was so called because of his incessant whispering, almost as if he is essentially that, the whispering whisperer. The reason why he, the human, sought refuge from him, al-waswas, in the God, instead of in one of his qualities, such as in the previous surah, is because shaitan is the diametric pole of the all-merciful God, ar-Rahman, and because he tries to overcome the human form which gathers all of existence, in other words, the traces or effects of all the names within itself. So he, the human, was not satisfied in seeking refuge in the all-knowing or the guide or the all-powerful or the other divine qualities. Because of this, when the human sought refuge from being veiled over or from misguidance, he sought refuge in the Lord of the crack of dawn. The first ayat in the 113th surah. Whereas in here, he sought refuge in the Lord of mankind. From this we can also understand the words of the Prophet of blessings and peace upon him. Whoever sees me has seen the truth, for Shaitan cannot impersonate me or take on my form. Al-Khanas, the withdrawer, the retreater, the fourth ayat. He is so named because he does not whisper and incite except when the human is heedless, and whenever the servant takes heed and invokes Allah, then he retreats and he withdraws. And this, just like whispering, is his nature. Sayyid ibn Jubair narrated that when the human calls Allah to mind and invokes him, the shaitan retreats and turns away. And when he lets his guard down and becomes heedless again, shaitan returns to him and whispers. Min al-jinnati wan-nas, from among the jinn and the humans. The sixth ayat. Here he points to those creations among which can be found those who whisper and incite evil. For the shaitans are of two kinds. The first is the jinn, which are intangible, like abstract illusions. And humans, which are tangible, such as those people who misguide others. They either come deceptively in the form of his name, the guide, Al-Hadi, as in his words, "You used to come to us from the right hand," Quran 37:28, or in the form of another name of his. In each case, seeking refuge is not complete unless it's done through his all-comprehensive name, Allah, and Allah is the protector. And know that when Allah said, "Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of people," meaning in their cherisher and fosterer, King of people, meaning the one who owns them and directs their affairs, he intended to clarify that the nature of his lordship is unlike the nature of the lordship of other kings in their dealings with their subjects. Rather, he in his lordship deals with his servants in the manner of the perfect sovereign who exercises complete disposal and complete control and irresistible authority. Similarly, with his words, God of the people, he clarifies that lordship is not solely in the sense of domination over them and taking charge of their affairs and protecting them. That's what earthly kings do, but that his lordship is based upon the servanthood of the subjects, which necessarily arises from his godhood, with which comes complete power and absolute authority over every aspect of theirs, such as life and death, granting being to them and taking it away, and all other aspects. Specifically, adjoining that lordship to people, nas, while in reality all of the worlds are gathered under the authority and dominion of his lordship and domination, is for the purpose of pointing to the correct manner to seek refuge in the way he is pleased with. So when the servant seeks his Lord as a means through his being afflicted, affiliated to him. You heard that sentence. So when the servant seeks his Lord as a means through his being affiliated to him by virtue of his vassalhood and servanthood, even though he is just one creation among the creations, then he will, without doubt, receive protection, receive refuge, as such is one of the aspects of his goodly promise. Also, because the one being sought refuge against is Shaitan, who is known to be an avid enemy. Because this is the context of Allah's lordship and dominion over all, this act becomes a symbol of the human's freedom from the domination of Shaitan over them. In accordance with what Allah said, most assuredly, you have no authority over my servants. Quran 15:42. These verses also evince a kind of upward development, going from Lord to King to God. Because the title Lord can be applied to many people, as when you say Lord of the House. As for King, it cannot be applied except to a very few individuals, namely the earthly kings. And there's no doubt they are above the rest of the people. There's no doubt they are above the rest of the people. And for this reason, it was mentioned in progression after the title of Lord. Finally, God is the highest. And because of this, kings can never rightly claim to be gods, for God is one with no partner, no equal. As for his words, from the evil of the whispering, it's referring to the whisperer, and it is and is an exaggerated description for Shaitan as being himself the whispering. And his words, the retreater, is referring to his habit of withdrawing when the person recollects his Lord. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi siduri nas. He who whispers in the breasts of people. The fifth ayat. He does that when they neglect to invoke Allah and lose their attention to Him. He didn't say in the hearts of people, because the place of Shaitan is the breast, from which he extends his pickaxe to the heart. As for the heart, it's the house of the Lord and the locus of faith. It's therefore impossible that he have complete mastery over it. Instead, he hovers around it, and when the person forgets his Lord, he returns to attacking the heart with his onslaughts. Were he to have complete mastery over the hearts of people, he would have corrupted the faith of every single one of them. The whisperings of Shaitan are of different types. One of them is where he corrupts faith and places doubt in the tenets of belief. If he cannot do that, then he attempts to keep him, the human, from performing acts of worship. And if he is not able to, then he tries to enter ostentation into his devotional acts, so that he nullifies them. And if not, then he tries to place vain, glorious conceit in him, through which he kindles in his heart the fires of envy and hatred, and egotistical anger, until he leads the person to evil deeds and ugly states of being. Healing oneself from his onslaughts of whispering is by three things. One, increasing the frequency of invocation of Allah Most High, to increasing seeking refuge from Him. And the best way to do that is to recite this surah frequently. And three, nothing removes his whisperings completely like being in the company of the Gnostics, who train you, nurture you, until they enter you into the station of annihilation. And they are the perfected inheritors of the prophets. Then he, the Most High, clarified the identity of the whisperer when he said, Mina al-jinnati wan-nas, from the jinn and the people, the sixth ayat. And the whispering of the people is more severe than the whispering of the jinn, because the whispering of the jinn is haunted by seeking refuge, in contrast to the whispering of people. By whispering of people is meant what they bring to you, such as doubts in the religion, and entering into what is of no benefit and brings no pleasure from Allah, such as having a bad opinion of others and gossip and false tale-bearing. And know, my beloved, that nothing saves one completely from the whispering except full realization in the station of absolute annihilation, populating the heart with the lights of the theophanies, the tajalli, and the malakut, and the secrets of the jabarut, until it is filled with Allah. And in that moment, the whisperings change to reflection and observation of the secrets of divine oneness and witnessing the most holy essence. As the poet said, if the people have a whisperer that whispers to them, then you, O Allah, are my whisper and my khanas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharil waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi suturin nas minal jinnati wanas. Bismillah rahman rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, rahman rahim, مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.